views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio at our brand new time, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the first Wednesday of every month. I can't believe we're closing in on 100 shows here at Lucid Planet Radio. I hope you stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, creativity, all the good vibes to become the greatest version of yourself. And of course, stay tuned in the new year for my brand new sex and relationship book series and project I'm working on. It's going to be really lit. It's called Slut Logic. You can find me at Dr. Slut Logic on Instagram right now. It's my new page, but it's really all about empowerment and really reclaiming the things that have been used to shame and oppress people's sexuality. So much more about that. Yeah, much more about that in the new year. But first, here we are to talk about one of my favorite ever topics, which is dream psychology. Now, if you're like me, you might be a really active dreamer. I have tons of dreams. Sometimes I lucid dream if I'm lucky. I mean, if you think about it, we spend what, like a third of our lives asleep. There's got to be something happening. Why are we dreaming so much? But the average person has 5 to 8 dreams per night, even though we don't remember them. You're here, I'm here to welcome Dr. Doris Cohen, who is an internationally renowned clinical psychologist and psychotherapist, healer, a metaphysical intuitive, and she has this excellent new book, Dreaming on Both Sides of the Brain, Discover the Secret Language of the Night. Woo! And she is here to help us, you know, talk about the meanings of the symbols in our dreams and helping to kind of connect to the unconscious, as well as some techniques to help you remember your dreams, which I think is really important. So, Dr. Cohen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really looking forward to this.
Absolutely. Me too. I've been so excited. Yes. And our listeners are super excited too. A lot of questions from people about, you know, why they're having these types of dreams. And is this something that you have always been interested in, or what got you into kind of dream psychology?
Actually, it's not even so much dream psychology. It's just dreaming and what they might convey. Dream psychology, if we define it, it's more related to Freud, to Jung, Carl Jung, and so forth. And I'm a clinical psychologist, and I've gotten training in all of that, never felt close enough or resonated to any of this, because my desire was to help patients make sense out of their dreams in just a simple, basic, practical fashion. No, you know, without a lot of theorizing, without a lot of animus, which are some of the terms that Jung had used, without going to these places, because most people cannot relate to that. Mm-hmm. How did I get into dreams? I'm a clinical psychologist, and I've been doing therapy for over 30 years with thousands of patients. So patients would bring in their dreams. And of course, we would start working on it. I used to remember about 3 dreams a year. That was the extent of it. And then I started learning how to record and remember dreams. And I'll tell you that, because that's the first step necessary, how to record.
Yes.
Let me first say, everyone dreams every night, between 5 and 8 dreams a night. And it's your unconscious communicating with you, and you're number one to your unconscious. And what is also very valuable to remember is that the dreamer is always dreaming about the dreamer. You're not dreaming about your neighbor. You're not dreaming about planets. You're not dreaming about the universe. You're not dreaming about the country or the government. You're dreaming about yourself.
So everything is a symbol of yourself. So if I'm dreaming about an ex, it's not really them in my dream, or I'm not really connecting with them. It's what they represent to me about myself.
There you go. Exactly. So if your ex was, it's a little hard not to use a word, you know, that would be inappropriate on the radio. If your ex is an SOB, you know, so whatever the qualities in that ex, right, wrong, it doesn't matter. Whatever those qualities that you recall that had an impact on you, that's what you're dreaming about. You see?
Yes.
So so it's not about him or her. It's really about you all along, always, always. And the you know, they've already done research with functional brain MRIs and established scientifically that the unconscious determines 95 to 98% of our behavior.
Wow.
Now, that is very important because we never pay enough attention to the unconscious, because the unconscious operates not only at night, it operates in terms of our digestive tract, in terms of things we're, you
sure,
know,
breathing, our nervous system.
Yes, yes, exactly. The physical responses, but also what might be in your environment that you're not quite aware of fully, but it's still having an impact on you, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So the unconscious is all powerful. It behooves us to access it, to direct it. And the first order of business is to begin to pay attention to what one's own unconscious is saying to you, and hence the importance of dreams. And I'll tell you how I got into some of this. I was working with a patient, and we were trying to make sense out of a dream that she'd had, and it was kind of constipated.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying, you know, we were suggesting some interpretations, some possibilities. It wasn't quite moving.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I heard a voice in my head. I usually don't hear voices in my head saying, why don't you try it this way? Now, of course, I would not say that to my patient because, you know, she would have said, excuse me, doc, who should be sitting here, me or you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I wouldn't say I'm hearing a voice anyway. I tried what the suggestion was, very simple, very basic. My God, everything fell into place.
Hmm.
And
so is this like the voice of intuition kind of guiding you?
No, no, it was a guide. And after she left, I went into my office again, closed the doors, said a prayer to create some sacred energy first and safety. And I asked, who was here? Because I don't see spirit, I don't see angels, but I communicate with loving guides and angels of the light all the time because I do readings. That's a bulk of my work as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, who are you? He gave me his name, and all he said was, I have come to help you with dreams. Anytime you work on a dream, I will be there. So invariably, with the thousands of dreams that I've worked on after that, he's always there.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's been amazing because the approach has been simple, easy, and yet profoundly effective. Let me first say how we recall our dreams, because that's the biggest.
That's one of the questions I get. So I just want to say I get this question all the time because I remember my dreams a lot, but I've put a lot of work into doing it. But I always tell people, write it down as soon as you wake up. But you go way deeper than just that. You go way deeper than
I'll tell you, I learned I used to remember, as I said earlier, three dreams a year on the average. That is nothing. That's ridiculous. When I learned the technique, I began to use it. I'll describe it in a minute.
Cool.
Within about 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks, I was recalling three dreams a week.
Wow.
Well, three dreams a week, when you multiply that by 50, it's 150 dreams a year compared to three.
Yes.
50 times as much. Wow. And the progress was so immediate. This is what you do. When you go to bed, just before you fall asleep, when you're in what we would refer to as your hypnagogic state, which means when your eyelids begin to flutter and you're just about to fall asleep, you say out loud, not loudly, but you need to say it out loud so that your brain hears what you're saying. I will remember my dreams clearly and well and write them down when I wake up. You say that three times.
All right.
You will record your dreams on a cell phone and you press a button and say, I will remember my dreams clearly and well and record them when I wake up.
And record
them. You want to be specific. Yes. You want to be specific. Why? And you want to repeat it three times. When your brain hears those statements, it hears it as a self-hypnotic suggestion. Mm-hmm. And why the suggestion is that you do this when you're just about to fall asleep, because that's the time when your brain waves are so much slower. You're already in alpha. In beta, you and I are talking now, that's 12 to 48 cycles per second. When you're in alpha, you're just relaxing and beginning to get ready to fall asleep. 8 to 12 cycles per second, and the amplitude is wider. So when you say something and your brain hears it, it's going to act on it after a few times.
Kind of like it's meditation, right? Kind of like when you're in a meditative state and you're using a mantra.
Yes. Yes. There you go. It's the using of the mantra, the repetition is what gets the brain to start saying yes.
Cool.
Over and over. And over, and then it goes into slower and slower brainwaves, you see. So when you say that, that as soon as you awaken, that's the second piece we need to pay attention to.
Yes.
Have the notebook by the bed, or if you're going to record it like on an iPhone, have it immediately available before you do anything else. Because my guide always says, if you're going to empty out one end, if you get up in the morning, you go to the restroom typically, whoa, be careful, you'll empty out the other end. So they say, do it immediately. You write the date, and let's say for most people it would be, I don't know, I don't remember if I had any dreams. If you're recording or if you're writing, pause. Close your eyes for a few moments, not minutes. See, the whole process has to be easy and effortless. So it's not about journaling and writing a lot. Just a few moments. And you write down or you record whatever comes into your awareness at that moment. Mm-hmm. And maybe what comes into your awareness may seem, if you're going to start analyzing it, unrelated to anything, a patch of blue. Okay, write down a patch of blue. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't analyze, don't ponder, don't do it. Just pause and whatever comes into your awareness, write down or record it. At the end of the day, read it and read it out loud, and then you can begin to ponder about it, you see. And give it a title.
Yes.
When you give your dream a title, it's fascinating because the message begins to reveal itself very quickly. You know, this may seem like it's magical. How could that be? You would be amazed. Once you start practicing this process, it's very easy. It's very quick. Within a very short period of time, you will begin to get to know you. See, it's really getting to know who am I? What do I feel? What am I really afraid of? And one of the most common dreams is to run away. You're running away at night and someone is pursuing you and it's very frightening and you're afraid he may rape you, he may kill you, he may shoot you, he has a knife, because there are variations. But that's a common theme that's very common.
And especially, can I just interject, especially common too when your legs won't work, right?
Yes. You know, I didn't used to exercise at all because I come from a different culture. We didn't exercise then. Then in the States, I decided, okay, I'm going to start exercising. I started having dreams that I was outside and I was trying to walk, let alone run, God forbid. I was trying to walk and my legs were paralyzed. I could barely move one leg at a time. So what, and you know, the direction is, what is the function of the legs? Because if you were to use the metaphor of trying to share this information and describe your dream to a Martian. Saying my legs felt paralyzed, well, what are legs? Legs are limbs that every human being typically has. Well, what's the function of legs? Well, legs, I move my legs when I want to get from my seat to the balcony or to the deck. Ah, so legs are the tools, the vehicles of movement, from point A to point B. Do you see? When you begin to get it to a point of describing it simply and elaborating what may seem to us the obvious, the message of the dream begins to come through very easily.
So this is part of self-analysis, is describe it as if you're talking to a Martian. I like that.
And a Martian does not know what a sofa is. It's very common to us. A Martian does not know what legs are. We do. So if you're saying it to another person, oh, I felt like I was paralyzed. And you know what? A lot of people would immediately start thinking, oh, my God, does that mean that I'm going to get sick and become paralyzed?
Yeah.
Please don't do that with dreams.
There's a lot of literal interpretation. Like if you're a lot, like one dream, I used to have the childbirth, like I was having a kid and I would wake up like terrified that I was going to get pregnant, right? Or, you know, that type of thing. But really when we talk about that, that is, that means there's a fertile creative energy, right?
There you go. And it's also very specifically, you see, I mean, I've had dreams myself of being pregnant and having a baby when I was, you know, beyond the age of 50. I had no intention of having a child, didn't want to, it wasn't an issue at all. I have a client who at the age of 70 had a dream that she was pregnant and started delivering and she was terrified. So that she got, you know, biologically.
Not literal.
Yes. Exactly. But what is the process of pregnancy? It is getting ready and preparing to give birth to a new you. Because remember, the dreamer is always dreaming about the dreamer. So a new baby is a new you.
Yes.
A new you. And that is so exciting because the woman who is 70, she was in therapy. She was on a new path in her life. She got so excited when we interpreted that dream together. She said, yes, now it makes sense. Otherwise, I thought, oh, my God, am I being punished because I had an abortion years and years ago? Mm-hmm. And, you know, trying to give birth in the dream was very painful. Is this a punishment? I said, no. let's not go to that place at all, you see. So really, the unconscious is communicating with us every single night with a treasure troves of guidance, direction, suggestions, reflection. Because, you know, for example, people will say, okay, you know why I dreamt about being on a horse as a cowboy? It's because I watched the cowboy movie last night just before falling asleep. No. Mm-hmm. That's too simplistic. Our unconscious is so rich. Because the fact that you, you know, what is the symbol of being on a horse? Mm. And it's outside. It's feeling more in charge, more in control.
Yeah.
And if in the dream
forward
you're riding off, it's beautiful. It's a sense of freedom. It's a sense of empowerment. Now, why would your unconscious choose to present it in the context and with the image of a cowboy? Because the last thing you saw prior to falling asleep, you're more likely to remember the dream.
Yes. Oh, so I like that.
So people stop there and say, oh, yeah, I know why I dreamt that, because I saw a movie before I fell asleep.
You're priming. Your brain's being primed to remember because you saw it. So it's easier to recall it when you wake up.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, the language of the unconscious is pictures, language of symbols is in pictures.
Yes.
So that's why, you know, it's very interesting because looking at TV, you know, all of the advertisements for medications over and over and over and over. It's so interesting when they speak about the medication, they have pictures of people walking in the meadows, hugging each other, carrying their
pets. Not pictures of sick people, right? Yeah. There's no sick people
Pardon
in those meds. I said it's not like they're showing all these pictures of sick people in the hospital.
Bravo. There you go. So when they start speaking about the side effects, which they have to do legally speaking, they're always said so fast and there are no pictures associated with them. Certainly not with the pictures of getting sick and losing a limb and going whatever the side effects would be. It is so clever because they use the language of symbols.
Yep.
And why is the language of symbols so powerful? Because it's the language of the night.
Yep.
And it goes right into your unconscious. And since the unconscious determines 95 to 98% of our behavior, it behooves us to know that language and begin to use it for waking life. My guide has inspired another metaphor that is very useful, is to think of it as today's newspaper.
Okay? I love that.
In today's newspaper, there are current events, and each article has a title, has a heading, right? So you can go through the paper, and then you select a particular article you want to read, okay? But you will identify it very quickly by the title that is there, right?
Okay, hence giving the dream a title.
Yeah, hence giving the dream a title, exactly. But that's it's today's newspaper. What the, in relevance to dreaming, in other words, your unconscious will always deal with whatever is uppermost and current in your waking life. And then, just like there are editorials in a newspaper, they're making comparisons between now and, let's say, a past experience, what's going on in a war now, what used to happen in a war, and they may recommend or critique. Same thing with your unconscious. It will either recommend or recommend and critique whatever it is that you're doing in waking life, you see?
So I want to ask a question about, because we're talking about war and we're talking about all this stuff going on. And one of the most common dreams that my listeners have written in about is that they're dreaming that they're in the apocalypse, that it's the end of the world, the world's ending, and they're going on adventures, and they're rescuing people, and they're driving around, and they're basically, one of my listeners even said, I wake up exhausted every night because I have these dreams. Yes. And, you know, is so because of everything, you know, our media is really ramping up the pressure that
there
things are so bad.
There you go.
So is the world going to end? Is the dream telling us the world going to end? Or what is it telling us about ourselves? I'm really curious.
Okay, when I've asked my guides, what is all this about in terms of the, because that's an extreme, you see. Mm-hmm. My guides say, no, the world is not going to end. However, the hype, and what do we do, the media? What is the media? It's pictures also.
Yes.
Most
and it's designed
time,
to get into our subconscious too. It's designed to.
Exactly. Yeah. So when they keep talking about the apocalypse and wars and it's the end and who's starving, who's killing whom, it is exhausting. For people who have a heart and who are concerned about humanity, like this particular individual, poor thing, who gets so tired by the time she wakes up in the morning, she needs to focus on is, I am so grateful that I am able to apply some rescuing to those people. And I'm so grateful that I can actually have something to do. And even if the world ends, so what? It's all right, because what happens to us after we die? Death is just a doorway. We just go into another state of being, regardless of, we're not going to talk about religion, because many religions are rather judgmental about what happens afterwards. My guides and angels say you go and you rest for a while, and it's a beautiful, restful experience, and then you convene with your guides and angels, you review what you've done. It's not being judged about what you've done. That's a huge difference, you see, Dr. Neff.
Yes, and people's self-judgment drives their entire life sometimes, you know, and it never goes away.
Yes.
And this comes up in the
what's
dreams.
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? And why am I like this? And the world's going to end because we're all dark and evil and we're not doing what we're supposed to do, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So it's exhausting. Yes, it is.
So
what
do you
this particular person may want to do is, just before she falls asleep, she may need to say, take one deep breath slowly, and then she may need to give one or two statements. I am fine. I am safe. I am, whatever her beliefs are about divine energy, if she does not believe in that, loving energy. We can all relate to, you know, loving arms holding me safe always, and I wake up refreshed and revived and replenished. So begins to say that. Yes, you wanted to ask a question?
Please finish what you were going to say. I'm sorry.
No, because if she says this prior to falling asleep, she's already giving herself a suggestion to soothe, to calm, or mollify and modify her dreams. You see?
Yeah. Okay. Again, it's implanting it. I think it, what you're saying too, is a lot of people who have these kind of traumatic or violent dreams, that there is, it's not necessarily that there's anything wrong with them, that maybe they need to just be acting more lovingly towards themselves and other people in their waking life. Is that a good?
That, yes, but not only that. Take a look at where do they feel angry or afraid. Okay. Because what is an apocalypse? Everybody is getting scared. Yes. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Where are we all going to go? Are we going to go up in flames? Are we going to be blown up? It's fear. So instead of dealing with those fears of which we have no control over at all, how about looking at my own life? Where in waking life am I afraid? From my mother, my father, my husband, from getting fired at work, from feeling helpless or powerless, from getting a diagnosis that may sound or may be frighteningly tragic, etc. So once we begin to address where am I afraid and what am I afraid about and begin to review that, see, the unconscious just wants to get your attention. And in order to get your attention, it's like someone knocking at the door, my dear.
Yes.
And they knock a little gently. You don't pay attention.
And then it gets louder and louder.
Yes.
I always say that. Dr. Cohen.
Do you really?
I always say that. That the more extreme the dream, it's because you're not listening. And so it's like getting trying to break through. Cool. Oh my gosh. Exactly. Well, okay. Well, we got to take a quick break, Dr. Cohen. This has been so fascinating. We just missed the first break entirely because I wanted to keep talking.
I know this.
Sorry. But when we come back here on Lucid Planet Radio, the wonderful Dr. Doris Cohen is going to share with us many more dream symbols and what they mean and how to interpret them. So stick with us and we will be right back.
Don't you wish you had more joy in your life? Check out the new book by Robert Max Schoenfeld, For the Love of Joy, a 30-day adventure for creating joy in your life because you deserve more joy, more love, more health, more abundance, and more life. Available now on Amazon. Get your copy today. Visit theartofpowerfulliving.com. That's theartofpowerfulliving.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. My guest today is psychologist Dr. Doris Cohen, who is here talking with us about one of my favorite topics, dream interpretation. And we have so much more to talk about. But before we continue, if you guys are interested in hearing more from Dr. Cohen, particularly if you want to read this excellent book, Dreaming on Both Sides of the Brain, or if you want to get a reading done by her, she's done over 10,000 readings. You can visit her website, which is drdorisecohen.com, spelled drdorisecohen.com. And she is also on Facebook and Twitter with that same handle, Dr. Doris E. Cohen. So if you're interested in more, I know I definitely am, please check it out. And on that note, Dr. Cohen, we just left off. We've just been talking about the apocalyptic dreams that people have. And I wanted to segue that into talking about dreams about death, either that someone's dying or that someone you're close to is dying or that you're being visited by a dead relative. What is the symbolism there?
Okay, these two things are very different.
Yes.
But what is death? Once again, if you are going to try to describe what is death to a Martian, death is an ending.
Yes.
It's a finishing. So if you have a dream, I worked with a woman, she would dream sometimes about one sister, she has two sisters, or the other sister. And she was very alarmed. She came and said, oh my God, I had a dream that my oldest sister and I'm so much closer to her died. Well, the older sister was the one that was much wiser, more patient, expressed herself more comfortably than the younger one who tended to be more reactive and emotionally expressive, you see. So what is the unconscious saying to my client? The unconscious was saying, pay attention. Are you allowing those qualities of being wise and listening to die off in you?
Oh, gotcha.
In you, because remember, the dreamer is always dreaming about the dreamer. So it's not, never take a dream literally. She's going to die. No, we're all going to die someday anyway. So, you know, big deal. The point is it's an ending. And it's an ending of whatever that person and their qualities represent, whatever that representation is to you, you see.
Okay? Yes.
When we have a dream, the second part of your question was when you have a dream, and in your dream, dead relatives may appear, a parent, a grandparent. My guides have corrected this very assiduously and repeatedly. They are not guides. They are not guides. In order to become a guide, it takes quite a while and a long time. So the best thing you can do is if, let's say, grandma or a parent has crossed over, dies, and appears in the dream, you may be recreating. Remember, it's always about you. You may be missing them so much at a certain point that their energy in the dream may have a reassurance. Or whatever it is that stands out about that quality, you need to review for yourself when you're awake. For example, my client, another client, he loved his mother so much. But his mother, though very loving, was very passive.
Yes.
So when we started talking about it, he said, oh, he missed her, but he needs to deal with issues of passivity. And the other end of the continuum is being assertive with balance. And his fear was being aggressive. So he would dream of his mother more comfortably because she was the passive one, rather than his father, who was much more aggressive, you see. So it begs the question, what did he work on? When he was awake, he needed to deal with issues of assertiveness with balance. Neither extreme was okay to function in life properly, you see?
Yes. Do you think that applies to animals in dreams as well? that their energy is what they symbolically represent to us?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. But animals tend to have, it's not so personalized as much. Yeah. If you're dreaming of your dog and you adore your dog is like one of the family, that may be more personal. But yeah. if you're dreaming of your dog, and let's say your dog is of the breed that is like the Iditarod, okay?
Yeah. Okay, like a husky.
It's the same kind. There is a fantastic book called Animal Speak by Ted Andrews. Oh. And he has all kinds of descriptions by of animals, of insects, of birds, of this. And it's wonderful because you really get a sense of it. So if this person is dreaming about that kind of dog, what he is really dreaming about is about the quality that is so evident about this kind of a dog. And what do they represent? Mm. Persistence, perseverance. They can run 100 miles in a day in the worst of winter, on the ice, on the snow, and they work as a team. So that's another piece that could also be applicable to this person to apply when he's awake or when she is awake, whomever is dreaming about it, okay?
Ah,
and
okay.
Because you see, those dogs work as a team. So how well is this person getting along with coworkers? How is this person getting along with siblings, you see, in waking life? And it bodes some assessment and review, you see.
Yes.
So and it's also about loyalty. Dogs typically are extremely loyal. And my guys have always said, dogs, babies, and loving angels love us unconditionally, and the divine energy, regardless of what religion you know you have,
yes.
love us unconditionally. We don't know how to love each other unconditionally. When people say, "Oh, I met Joe Blow, and oh, he loves me unconditionally," I always say, "Please be careful."
What about the animals?
You know,
yeah. What about the yes. animals that are more like intimidating? Like I know you talk a lot about snakes in the book.
Oh yes.
What about or okay. like scary or like if they feel like an animal like is attack like a lion's attacking them or there? I have a friend who told me she used to have a dream a gorilla was pinning her down, trying to fight her, or like bears. Like what's your take on that?
Okay, it depends on which animal. The energy yes. of bear is different. A bear is very protective of its young, so she needs to look at what is it that she's protecting. The second thing is they also hibernate.
Yes.
So to what extent is she withdrawing in order to strengthen herself and nourish herself? So it's not that it's negative. See the application, you see. If it's snakes, it's very interesting because snakes can be deadly. Snakes can be non-fatal also, but yes. also snakes, two snakes are the symbols as the caduceus for physicians.
Yep.
So it's
healing.
About healing.
Yeah,
yes.
I've always felt that.
Yeah. So it's about poison. It's about also pay attention to whomever is your environment that could potentially be deadly, that is very quiet and not very obvious because snakes don't make noise unless they're right at the end, you know, when they may start rattling or rattle. Exactly. You see, so the qualities of that particular animal and what is the animal doing to you in the dream? Is it attacking you? So you need to look in waking life at what do I need to pay attention to in my waking life that may be similar to someone that is very quiet and seemingly okay, is very still, very quiet, and all of a sudden could be violent or aggressive or abusive, you see. For example, women who are abused by a spouse or have been abused very often will have dreams about being attacked by a snake. You know, like the abuser going into her bedroom when she was 5 years old, going quietly into her bedroom and sexually abusing her, you see. That would be very similar.
Now, what
then
about...
Have,
okay.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to ask quickly before we go to our next break. What about sex dreams? When you have dreams, you're having sex with, like, people that you know that you're not even attracted to. I've had sex dreams where I switch genders and I'm a guy, having sex mm-hmm. with someone. What is up with the sex dreams? Because I have a
beautiful.
Lot of them.
How would you describe sex to a Martian? Sex is, if we think about sex, not with all the variations. What is sex specifically? It's the entrance of one body into another.
Energetic merging.
Yeah, but it's entering
physical.
It also.
Yes.
Yes, it's the physical entry.
Physical.
So if you're dreaming that you're having sex with your mother, you know, I mean, that's
a really nice Freudian
so
dream.
Yeah, it's frightening. Oh, my God, is it incest? Does that mean that I was sexually abused by my own mother? Wait. Let's not go to that extreme just yet. Mm-hmm. If you're dreaming about what the message is to get closer and intimate with mama.
Oh my God, I love
and
that.
Maybe, you see, so the closeness is about closeness.
Oh,
one body
great.
Entering another, you can't get any closer than that physically.
That is a great way of looking at that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Dr. Doris Cohen and I are going to wrap up this show about dream interpretation. And we still have a bunch more interesting types of dreams to talk about, including those dreams when you are in school again or you're naked in front of a room of people. We're also going to talk about your house because there's so many dreams about houses. And I have a couple other ones too that our listeners have sent in. So stick with us and we will be right back.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Well, Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio, here with Dr. Kelly. And we are here with Dr. Doris Cohen talking about dream interpretation and dream symbols. Now, Dr. Cohen, one of the most interesting and common ones is being back in school, and especially like being naked in front of your class. Can you tell me about the significance of this one?
Okay, if you would, once again, to describe it to a Martian. What is school? What's the function? Always think of the function. What's the function of school? We go to school to learn, to study, to have lessons and work on the lessons. So when you have a dream that you're going back to school, to elementary school, and that has happened with me more than once years ago, but it also happened. Here I am with a PhD as a clinician dreaming that I had to go back to elementary. You wake up shaking. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so glad I'm not there anymore. But the point is this. The unconscious is saying there are some elementary lessons that you need to look at again.
Yeah, I like that.
You see, it doesn't matter how many achievements, your age, your profession, your credentials, your achievements in waking life. Your unconscious will say all of that is fine, because I was saying earlier about this particular individual who is truly a Renaissance person, multidimensional achievements that are amazing in different areas. And he's dreaming that he's going back to school and he's not ready. He doesn't understand what it is that is expected of him, what the lesson is about. And to add insult to injury, he's not wearing any pants when he gets there. So he feels what? Exposed.
Yes.
So the unconscious is saying, hey, and it, you know, the unconscious is creating drama and theater every night. And if you're not paying attention, it will just ramp up the drama.
Yep.
So here you're going back to school when he's been a professional for many years, etc. You're going back to school and you feel exposed because you don't feel ready. Now, because this person has achieved so much professionally and in related areas, what does that leave? It begs the question, emotionally, relationships, you see.
Yes.
So that's what his unconscious is saying. His unconscious is not saying, hey, wake up, you need to get some more education. No, no. It's saying there are some lessons that you've not paid any attention to.
Mm-hmm. And now you need to hear them.
Yeah.
Can I ask another type of dream?
Sure.
A couple readers have sent this in. They talk about being in places where they're supposed to be at home, or they're supposed to be in a place they know, but they don't recognize it at all. And they feel like they're always in these strange places that they're supposed to know. Does that sound like something you've heard before?
Oh, see, I've heard all of this before, because I've given over 20,000 readings, not 10,000, but 20, because I've been doing it over 25 years. And with dreams, it's way over 20,000, because I've been working on that also for the last 25 years. Yeah. Anyway, so if you find yourself in a place that you don't recognize, what are you feeling when you're in that place? Maybe confused, maybe overwhelmed, maybe wondering, what am I doing here? I don't recognize this. So apply this to waking life. Where in waking life do you feel separated, isolated, unsure, overwhelmed, or not really prepared for the environment that is surrounding you? Whether it might be you took a new job and you dream about being somewhere that you don't even recognize. That's the dramatization of the dream. So maybe you have some anxieties during the day. This is a new job. Will I be able to manage it, even though I have the credentials? Will I be able to do a good job, etc.? So you dream about being somewhere that it takes it to the edge. You see, the unconscious takes it to the edge to get your attention. So somewhere where I've never been before, I'm not comfortable. That would be the connection, you see.
That's a good one. Okay, I have another one. This is one of mine. I just had to slip this in there. I don't really have, I have these crazy, I have so many crazy dreams and I go lucid a lot. I'll see like an entire life story forwards and backwards, and then I'll be able to do it forward again and change stuff because I just saw it. But that's not what I want to ask about. What I want to ask about is packing a suitcase, because I have this one. When I get stressed out, And I love traveling, but I hate packing for trips now because I keep having these dreams where I'm packing the suitcase, but I never finish packing. I always wake up before I'm done packing.
And feeling anxious.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
And it drives me nuts. Thankfully I haven't had it for a while. Okay. I've been working, but please.
The first order of business, let's throw out the words crazy and weird. People invariably say, I had a dream. I was so weird. It was bizarre. It was crazy. No. Dreams are not bizarre. They're not crazy. It's just in a language that you have not gotten a hold of just yet. But the message is very important, and it is being presented in an extreme fashion just to get your attention. Now, what do we do when we pack? When we pack, we are getting ready to put personal items or professional ones, if you're going to go give a talk, in a container in order to travel, in order to go somewhere else, better prepared for whatever the expectations are, you see? Mm-hmm. So if you have some concerns and questions deep down in yourself, if you have not admitted it, then it's a good idea to look at it, especially recurrent dreams are very important. Mm-hmm. It's, once again, the unconscious knocking at your door again and again. So when you think about packing, am I really feeling prepared?
Yes.
Comfortably so for the next part of my journey.
Oh,
because
I love
when
that.
Do we pack? We pack when we're traveling, honey.
Mm-hmm. Right? We do. And I'm definitely traveling. Yeah. It's true.
And you travel for your work, don't you?
Yes, sometimes. Well, I travel in my mind at least. But yes.
It's okay. But if it's the notion of traveling, then for another time, if we talk about dreams, then we might have enough time to begin to talk about you don't only connect the dream to the present, to waking life and whatever is uppermost in your waking life. What really occupies your attention? Yes. Or your distress?
Yes.
Or what are you really looking forward to? You know, dreams can also be delightful.
They can.
Not often,
great.
But it can.
No, dreams are great. So we're running out of time, but one of the ones I really wanted to get to before.
Yes.
We ended was the symbol of a house and a car. And
okay, the car is a vehicle. That's your body. Your body is the vehicle in which the soul that is Dr. Kelly travels from the beginning of life to the end of life. Always, it's always a car. Okay,
yes.
It's a vehicle that takes you from point A to point B. What was the other one?
Oh, and a house. Like if you're dreaming that your house is on fire, or that there's people in your house, or you have a different house, whether it's a bigger house or a smaller house.
Okay. What is a house, if you were to define a house? A house is where I live.
Mm-hmm.
So carry that to waking life. The house represents how you live.
Yes.
So if there are strangers in your house, then you feel that the way you live, there are too many people you're not comfortable with or don't recognize, mm-hmm. who come into your space too mm-hmm. close. And if you dream that your house is on fire, fire has more than a double meaning. The first thing is destruction. So you might need to, you know, mow down whatever experiences or whatever some of the ways in which you live in order to create the possibility and the opportunity to have a new house, a new way of living, you see. But mm-hmm. fire also is, you know, purification by fire. Have you ever
yes,
heard the expression?
Yes, of course. The fire opens the pods, the seed pods, so the forest can grow. Yes.
There you go. Exactly.
For sure.
So fires are very important.
Yes.
So the house is how you live. If you live and in the dream the house is constricted and dark, the way that you live in waking life is constricted and oppressive. If you, and this is a common dream, by the way, if you dream that you are entering your house, you've been there many times, and you begin to discover, that, oh, wow, there is a new room. I didn't even know it existed here. Oh, wow, it's beautiful, and there are big windows, and I can look out, and I never realized there were those lovely trees and even some flowers nearby. That's the discovery.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the process of self-discovery and finding wonderful and amazing things. You see.
About yourself.
Yes,
that
about
is so
yourself.
Cool.
How you live. And how
you live. Wow, that was so much awesome information, Dr. Cohen. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
That was really awesome. And guys, remember, if you would like a reading with Dr. Cohen, if you have some dreams that we didn't touch on or you would like to go deeply, her website again is drdorisecohen.com. calm, and she's that same handle on Twitter and Facebook. So you can get in touch with her.
Let me give you a number, because we've had some glitches lately, and this is very predictable when there are a lot of changes. 216-556-1781. It's a voicemail number, and the person can call from anywhere, anytime. Leave a message. I get back to them if they are requesting a reading.
Perfect.
Or, you know, a session, whatever it is.
Okay? Perfect. So if you want a reading, okay, that's how you can get in touch. Thank you so much to everybody for tuning into this show. And remember, yes, on thelucidplanet.com, you can listen to all our past shows and our future podcasts as well. So on that note, sleep tight and have sweet dreams tonight. See
beautiful.
You next time.
Yes.
Bye.
Yes.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.